The Irish Times, Irish Independent and Irish Examiner all give front page coverage to a warning from the Taoiseach Micheál Martin that the wider reopening of pubs planned for the 20th of July will be kept under review in light of large gatherings of people outside pubs last weekend. The Times informs us that Gardaí have warned ministers that a number of pubs are blatantly breaching COVID-19 public health guidance, but carrying out thousands of checks will become a significant drain on their resources. The Cabinet considered a report on compliance from Gardaí and health officials, which warned that officers experienced a challenging weekend, particularly in relation to Dublin city centre, where physical distancing was not being practised, and a senior source said that some pubs did not rectify the issue when given a chance to do so. Also in the Times, a report from Kitty Holland that widespread racism, bullying and exclusion by teachers and students are detailed in a report on child asylum seekers to be published today. There was no need for Fianna Fáil MEP Billy Kelleher to be at the National Convention Centre in Dublin for the election of Taoiseach. That's the view of the Taoiseach himself, who told the Examiner that even though politicians are classified as essential workers, there was no need for Mr Kelleher to have flown in from Brussels to attend the meeting, breaching public health advice to self-isolate at home for 14 days. Mr Martin pointed out that his own wife and children didn't travel from their home in Cork. The paper also covers the appearance before Cork District Court of a 21-year-old man who is alleged to have fired shots from a pellet gun at a Garda, striking him on the arm over the weekend before eventually crashing a car through the toll bridge at Watergrass Hill. Judge Olan Kelleher refused bail and remanded the accused in custody for 1 week. The Irish Independent has a report from Fionnán Sheehan and Philip Ryan that Agriculture Minister Barry Cowan was up in court in Dublin for speeding on his learner driver licence just 3 months before his ban for drink driving. There's also coverage of comments from the new Children's Minister, Roderick O'Gorman, that children under 16 should be able to change their gender with the consent of their parents or guardians and a GP. The minister also hit out at what he describes as toxic and homophobic online attacks against him in recent days. Plans are in place to end walk-ins at the five biggest A&E departments in Northern Ireland. The Irish News has details of a Department of Health plan which reveals that patients will only be admitted via ambulance and doctor referral as part of a major overhaul to prepare for a second wave of COVID-19. The Belfast Telegraph carries an interview from America with the father of Noah Donoghue about the death of the cherished, precious son he never met, although he kept in regular contact with him by Skype and phone. The Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun all lead with the story that the Kinahan cartel received a blow yesterday, with three senior members facing lengthy jail sentences after pleading guilty to serious drugs and gun offences at a court in England. According to the Irish Daily Mail, a Dáil COVID committee will hear today that its critical schools are given additional staff in order to manage reopening, and hundreds of teachers may be called on to come out of retirement. And finally, in the Herald, we read that Chief Medical Officer Dr. Tony Houlihan is to be honoured with the Freedom of Dublin, but due to the restrictions and Dr. Houlihan's family circumstances, the normally high-profile conferring is likely to be a more private event.